Good morning.
Hey, look, Sonia Kruger, big statements yesterday, straight after we finished the show on one of those morning shows.
Today's show.
Saying that she wants to ban immigration of Muslims. Now, does she have a point? Do you agree or disagree? I think it's important to also get the other side of the story. So we've got a good friend of mine, a Muslim called Umar, who will be on the show inside the next 10 minutes. You've got to hear both sides of the story. You can't saturate with one side with an issue this sensitive.
Completely agree.
I think we'll open up the phones as well in the next 10 minutes as well. 1-300-001-063 to weigh in on the debate. It's a tricky one to get around. I just want to try and get as many voices on as possible, try and see it from as many angles, and let's just have, you know, an educated discussion about it.
An open dialogue.
809 with Lakey and Lance on Star 106.3. Star 106.3 with Lakey and Lance this morning, 8:12. We'll get to your phone calls quickly. I guess coming off the back of yesterday, Sonia Kruger mentioning on the Today Show she wants to ban immigrations of Muslims. I think we've got some audio here as well. Just have a listen. If you didn't hear it yesterday, this is what Sonia Kruger had to say.
Personally, I think Andrew Bolt has a point here that there is a correlation between the number of people who are Muslim in a country and the number of terrorist attacks. Now, I have a lot of very good friends who are Muslim, who are peace-loving, who are beautiful people, but there are fanatics. And does the population and the correlation between those two things, is it having an impact? Personally, I would like to see it stop now for Australia, because I want to feel safe, as all of our citizens do, when they go out to celebrate Australia Day.
Just to clarify, Sonia, are you saying that you would like our borders closed to Muslims at this point?
Yes, I would. I would.
Mm. Well, there you go. It was pretty powerful comments coming from Sonia yesterday. The news coverage has absolutely erupted over the last 24 hours off the back of those comments.
So we've got Umar on the line this morning. Umar, you're a good mate of mine, and, you know, as far as I know, you know, a peaceful, loving bloke. You practice the Muslim faith.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, mate? You're 24, 25?
29.
Well, looking great for your age, let me tell you that. Sonia Kruger wants to ban immigration of Muslims. Have you heard what she said yesterday? And do you agree or disagree about what she said? How I guess, have you, your family, and other Muslims reacted to these statements?
Mate, first thing, when I woke up, I did hear Sonia Kruger's comment.
Mm.
But to be honest, I just dismissed them straight away. I just woke up and went, all right, just someone on TV saying something about Muslims that shouldn't really know.
Yeah.
And I went straight to work. And then later on in the day, everyone was like, have you heard what she said? And I was like, not really. Mm. And then when I did, I was like, okay. Then I actually looked at it and went, I just feel really sad for her. Like, because she had absolutely no idea what she was talking about.
Right.
I mean, she was just going off Andrew Bolt's
article. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she's just saying... you know, regurgitating his article and not having any actual... I mean, someone of her stature, I would have thought, would have done a bit more research and had her own opinions before coming on national TV.
Yeah, because it's not like she's, like, a political scientist or a specialist in anything like that. She's a well-respected media personality. I think that's what the danger is. If you don't have a really, you know, validated opinion with facts, figures, and you're an expert in such a sensitive field,
to be
someone of that high calibre, and she's viewed as very, you know, very safe, for her to come out and say that... it's going to change a lot of people's opinions. How would Muslims feel if, say I say to you, all Muslims are terrorists? And we obviously know that's not true, but can you understand people who believe Sonia and feel this way? Can you understand where they're coming from, maybe?
I understand where they're coming from, and I think we live in a great country that I love, that we can have this open discussion.
Yeah.
But I hate it when people just dig their heels in and go, no, all Muslims should be banned, all Muslims are terrorists, and that's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I think people need to have a healthy discussion about this and say, oh, well, if you want to ban people from coming to this country, that's fine. What under what criteria? And it shouldn't just be based solely upon their religion.
Yeah, and I think that's a really valid point, is that I think she did sort of, she made that statement initially. That's what everyone's sort of hung on to. I think she provided a little bit of insight around some stats and stuff. She mentioned Japan and stuff. I don't think she went in completely unprepared for what she was about to say, but I think later on Twitter, where she sort of said, following the atrocities of last week in Nice, where 10 children lost their lives, I believe it's vital in a democratic society to be able to discuss these issues without being automatically automatically labelled a racist. And I think that that's valid from her point of view in saying, you know, she's probably reflective of a lot of the population that don't necessarily know all the ins and outs. We don't even know all the ins and outs, Lakey. And that was just her opinion at that time that she can say that. But I think you're right. There is a little bit of a danger in it sort of creating this media storm that other people are going to maybe latch onto that opinion as the only opinion.
What do you think is the bigger problem, Umar? Do you think it's the way Western mainstream media shows Muslims on TV, or do you think the bigger issue is Islamic extremists?
Look, I think, to be honest, there is no simple answer. And if there was an answer, it would have already been solved. I think the way that we portray people on TV, on both sides, I think sometimes we show the most extreme views of someone. So we show the most extreme Muslim.
Yep.
We show the most extreme views on, for example, Sonia was like, let's ban them, let's go, that's fine. We show those two extremes, and there's no one really saying, oh, hang on, there's a lot of people on both sides.
Yep.
of this argument that I just like, I want to have a healthy discussion. Every time they want to have this discussion, they can't because TV and is showing two different views, and people are like, well, that's it. There's two types of people, and then you know, you've got Muslim kids. I know there's a lot of Muslim kids that just look at it and they're just disgusted, and they go to school and they have some idiot, you know, tease them at school or, you know, take them to some school, and that's it. You know, you're ruining those kids.
There's a lady, Jamila Rizvi. She's written a rebuttal piece to Sonia Kruger's comments from yesterday. One of the comments that she makes in here is, a ban would put Australia on the global map as anti-Muslim, arguably increasing our desirability as an object of terror. What would you say to that? Would you have any thoughts that it would increase our sort of threat of being dominated by terrorism?
Yeah, I think if we start banning Muslims or anyone from a religious group, it's just not going to be a good thing. It's just going to be we're going to become more isolated from the world, and people around the world will just. It's not the Australian way. It is just not the Australian way at all.
Well, that's right. And she also says in this article as well that it would lose Australia's identity as a welcoming multicultural nation. That is what's made it stronger, not weaker, through immigration over the years. So really, really interesting to get your viewpoints on that this morning, Umar.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you. Cheers, mate. I don't know entirely where I stand. I can see both sides of the argument. Just it's not in my nature, you know, to have hatred towards a certain group just because the minority, in
Absolutely.
My opinion, has just spoiled it for someone. So appreciate your time this morning, mate. Thanks so much.
No worries.
Thanks,
Umar.
Thanks. Really appreciate it. You too, mate. Bye.
It's tricky.
Gosh, it is. It's very complex, and we just wanted to put a voice forward because I think sometimes it's so easy when you're watching all this news coverage to you know, just have this blanket viewpoint over it when you know, it's interesting talking to Umar as a person that practices that faith, that, you know, he's, you know, agreeing with us, I guess, in that it's not necessarily just a blanket approach that's going to fix this.
Yeah. 820 with Lakey and Lance. We'll get your opinions if you want to weigh in. 1300 00 1063. Take your calls next.